believe you owe me an apology. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I do. So a couple weeks ago, I think it was maybe episode 5. By the way, speaking of episode 5, that was the one where I kept cutting out and all of that. All in all, the video was definitely no bueno. So if you're looking for it, you probably won't find it because the video was pretty bad. But since then, I've gotten new internet, so hopefully we see a change here. But yeah, man, DaBaby is a cornball. Like, he is a full-blown cornball, dog. I shot him some bail about the kids with the kids. I agree with you. That was corny to record, but I felt like, and I still feel like, the kids needed that, like, lesson. Like, don't try to finesse me, dog. Just, like,
But
these recent incidents, and we don't have, this is not a gossip pod, so I don't have to get into detail of the homophobic things that he's said or alluded to, as well as him bringing out Tory Lanez, who's still on social trial for shooting or allegedly shooting Meg in the foot. All of that combined, I'm sorry, bro. I deleted all of his music off of my phone today. Like, I swear, I really deleted every single thing that I already felt like all of DaBaby's music sounded like one big song. But
I agree.
After this weekend's debacles, I can't be a part anymore.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
I will say, like, I wasn't ready to just completely dead the kid after seeing the video of him not doing wrong with the, you know, doing wrong to them kids, in my opinion, honestly. But yeah, after the, you know, after the comments that I believe was Rolling Loud, where he was on his microphone talking about this, that, and the third, just blatant homophobia. Honestly, at this point in time, it's like, okay, cool. I really had trouble telling you two apart anyway. I like Little Baby better. Now I just don't have to worry about it.
That's real.
Now it's just one thing that I don't have to worry about. One of my coworkers, Dave Damashek, he told me this about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've since adopted it. I've opted out of new music. I got enough music. Okay, now if I stumble across new music, which I do on occasion and pretty regularly, honestly, if I like, but I have to go, it'll be on the Apple Music new music playlist. I'll be like, oh, I like that song, or I like that song, or I'll hear it somewhere and I like that song, right? So this is how I come in contact with most music. Exactly. So it's very, very easy for me to just go ahead and delete this DaBaby character out of my knowledge base. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I no longer need him there. So that's fine with me.
No, I feel it. Like I said, I swear to God, every single album, song, anything I had of his this morning, I was like, I'm over it, bro. Because anytime it came up on my shuffle anyway, I was like, skip. So it's like, let's go ahead and just put him in the same trash bin as Tory Lanez, because I've deleted all of his stuff too. And I didn't have much R. Kelly to begin with, but like, happy people, good barbecue song or not, I'll find a new one. So yeah, man, welcome to the show, and I apologize. I am sorry. I should have agreed with you a couple weeks ago. He's a cornball, like full cornball, and I can't subscribe. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, I mean, you know, I like to say this often. I'm not wrong. I'm just early. You know, I didn't know he was going to go do that on his, on stage. I didn't know. I couldn't tell. I had no idea. But I'm just saying, I'm kind of feeling like, it's not. It's kind of had that feeling.
We should have had an indication, though, when Dog came out with a diaper on, whenever that was, years ago before he got popular. We should have. He laid the cornball blueprint out for us. We knew this. You know,
who was first? Was DaBaby first or was Lil Baby first? Who was the first? Because I felt like I would have, maybe I would have you know, thought of a different name.
I don't know, but I'm rolling with Lil Baby. Lil Baby is hot. Like, he is fire. You know, you said a while ago that, I think it was episode one, that you would want to go to a Moneybagg Yo concert.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Baby is one that I would definitely like to see live. 100%.
I would too. Like, he seems like an energetic fella. Yeah. He's like, he'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Lil Baby is definitely one of those that's like, all right, I'll check you out and see what you got going on. But yeah, man. Regardless, no matter whether it be a Lil Baby concert, a J. Cole concert, or even Kroger, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, masks are back on. At least I would hope so.
Oh yeah.
I'm wearing mine.
Yo, because people catch COVID, bro. I know that's you know, been the headline since March of last year, but like, you know, people are really out here still catching it. Like,
yeah,
people I know are like catching COVID. Like, it's like, whoa, I was supposed to go somewhere with somebody tomorrow. Got the text. He's like, hey man, I tested positive today. I'm not gonna be able to go.
Yeah.
Right. Now I will say, some of the people who are catching it are those of the unvaxxed variety. However, me being a vaccinated person, I'm aware, because I know how science works, I could still catch it. And like from day one of this, it was like a thing. I'm not catching it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to, like, you know, and I've obviously relaxed my stances a little bit since I have this Moderna in me. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got that Moderna thing on me. But yeah, I'm thinking now when I'm out in public, especially indoors, I'm thinking that mask is coming back on, bro, because people are catching it. Like, people are really out here still catching COVID. Like, this is not over. And as much as I wanted it to be, it's just simply not.
Yeah. I don't believe that we'll go back into a lockdown. Could happen. I'm not giving any more predictions, okay? I talk to my coworkers about it all the time because I'm like, yo, when this whole thing started, I will admit firsthand, I was one of the guys that was like, they're so stupid. It's just a flu. This is ridiculous. We are just out here. They're going to lock us down. I was one of those guys, you know, and then it turns out that those people ended up kind of being Trump supporters. So I'm glad I like separated myself from them. But you get what I mean, though? Like, I was one of those guys in the beginning. And then, boy, was I wrong. So no more predictions for me. I hope we don't go back into lockdown, but I'm wearing a mask regardless, lockdown or not. I 100 black disposable joints on Amazon. Go ahead, pick up a pack if needed, you know?
I will say, man, my masks have lasted a long time and probably I need to re-up. You know, I think they probably lasted a little too long. They might have hit their expiration dates.
Are you a part of the disposable gang, or do you have the?
Yeah, I now see. But here's my thing, like, and I don't know if I'm annoying about it, but like, we've talked about it before. How I'll be trying to do my part to save the environment, right? Yeah. But
and it's not mattering. But yeah,
it's not mattering. It's the ocean's on fire. What does it matter if I throw away this mask, right? But I feel like if I only wore the mask inside the bank, and I probably can get a couple more uses out of this thing.
For sure.
Yeah, masks are back on.
Yeah,
masks are back on, and
My bad. I was just saying, I'm in agreement with you. I'll get a few wears out of my disposable. Like, I mean, if it touches the ground, it's going to trash. But
yeah. Well, I mean, come on. It's disposable at the end of the day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude, masks are back out and I'm not happy about it. But it's weird. Like, how do you feel about television in this day and age? Like, do you feel like TV should be reflecting like the mask wearing of everything?
Uh,
Like scripted shows. Obviously live television and things like that nature. They should be following the mask mandates that are put in place by wherever they end. And honestly, you should just probably just wear one because, like, why not? It doesn't hurt you. It really doesn't. But in any event, you know what I'm saying? Like, should like scripted shows have like a COVID season?
So initially I was so against it because I was like, you know, like it's taken away from, you know, our escape essentially. Like, you know, like sometimes we watch TV, especially those scripted shows, to avoid the reality of war and, you know, in this case it's a disease, but you know, things like that. We watch that to avoid it. But to that point, television influences a lot of people. Whether it should or not is an argument or discussion for another day. But television influences a lot of people. So if people are watching this show and they're discussing masks, they're discussing COVID, and they're wearing masks and things like that, and making the anti-mask and anti-vax people look ridiculous, then I'm like, why not? Because then I believe that those people who are easily influenced are going to be influenced by This Is Us wearing a mask, you know?
You know, and to that point, okay, you suggested that I check out the show Pause on HBO Max, Pause with Sam J. First thing I saw, her sweater that she had in the like the little house party-ish scenes, like that fire. I Googled it immediately.
Super fire.
I Googled it immediately. And I'm like, I'm trying to find that thing. And if I do, I'll link it to you because I don't even care if we both got it. That's how hard that thing was. Shout out to, I don't know if she did her own costume design or if, you know, that came from her closet or if that came from a stylist, but whoever did it, A1 job. Incredible job. Second, shout out to her barber and her hair routine, because she has waves like that would make any self-respecting 7 Mile soldier just weep in the streets,
bro.
I haven't seen waves like that since I left the city of Detroit,
dog. This I know we're really friends, because like I when I watched the show the first time, because I like you gave me credit, I put you on. Excuse me, but when I watched the show the first time too, I said, I want to get my brush right now.
I mean, like, bro, right, I had to pause and put the do-rag on just so I can feel good about watching the rest of the show. I didn't even know what it was about yet.
For real. Nah, her waves was definitely hidden. I agree. I said the same thing. I said the sweater is fire. The waves are hidden. And then she had on some hard, like, they might have been some off-white. I don't know if they were off-white Jordans or they were just some fours, regular fours, but she has some cold fours on to match the sweater. I was just like, all right, she killing. Yeah. Like she's killing.
Right. All right, cool. Like, you know, I just, you know, that was part of that. That's the thing that always kind of makes me laugh about, because I did enjoy the show. First off, I should get out and say that as I begin to dive into the different things that I just note and pick out and make me, people will think I'm criticizing, but I'm really, truly not. I did enjoy the show and it accomplished the number one goal that I find that you need for a show to accomplish in the first episode. I want to watch the second one, right? Mm-hmm. That's all you really need to do. I want to watch the second one. Show me enough in this first one so I'm interested enough to watch the second one. Okay, cool. We're here. but who's wearing, and maybe it's just, maybe they just in different tax brackets than me, so it's a different scenario, but like, I appreciate the whole kickback scene and scenario that they were simulating, right? And the way they shot it made it feel like you were at the party, right? Which is really cool. But like, was that just like a kickback among friends, like on a Wednesday night? Because that was the vibe I got. And it's like, are you coming out like that on Wednesday? What do you do on Friday and Saturday?
Hey, for real. Yeah, because I kind of felt the same way too, but I'm like, it's New York. I've never been to New York, not yet. At least the plan is to go for my birthday this year, considering, you know, the variant cools down. But the plan is to finally step foot in the Empire State in September. But so as a person that has never been there, I take New Yorkers as like, I wake up and I get fly. Like, even if I don't have a job, I don't have anywhere to go, I wake up and I get fresh, straight up.
See, and that's okay. That's I had that assumption about like HBCU students, like every single day. And then I went to I went to Howard for a week, and I realized it was like some of, and I think it's probably similar. You know, it's like some. It's like, don't get me wrong. Some of these guys are out here, you know, dressed at a nine, so to speak. Whereas otherwise, it's like, yo, this guy dressed like me. Okay, cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I could thrive and survive here with my polo tee and my Nike flops. Like, I would be just okay.
That's a solid assessment, though. As an alum of the Grambling State University, the best HBCU out there. But as an alum of an HBCU, that is a solid assessment, because don't get me wrong, you 100% have those people that are like fly as hell every day, bro. Like every day this dude wakes up and puts on real life clothes to go to class. And it's like, he's not repeating outfits, like nothing. And then you have the people, you know, that they got on flip flops and sweats and they're like, I'm going to class, bro. Like, it's not necessary. I was a good mix, you know. When I wanted to be a Kappa, I dressed up like often. Then after, it was like, pass me a shirt and some shorts, bro. I'm just trying to get out of here. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But I feel like New Yorkers, I feel like you just, it's so many of them though, you know, like that you just, for every 10 people, 7 of them are going to be fly. You know what I mean?
You'll see when you get there. You'll see when you get there. You know, you'll see when you get there. You should make sure you hit up Shannon. I'm sure she would show you a place or two to go. New York is it is not my ministry. I didn't know the show was supposed to be based in New York, but one thing that I did notice initially too, sitting next to her as she was doing her opening soliloquy, was Zach Fox. I don't know if you know who Zach Fox is. Do you follow him on Twitter? He is one of the funniest people that I've followed. Like, he goes back to like the old days of Twitter, right? You know, the 2009, 10 kind of Wild West days of Twitter where you could make like dark jokes.
Yeah.
People say it's the good days. I don't know. They were good, like, because, like, okay, people like you and I can understand that we're laughing at this because it's terrible, right? Because objectively, if this was real, it would be horrible. That's why but there's also like a ton of irony and a ton of all these other things that were going into these tweets at the time. But now, so that Twitter is Twitter's so ubiquitous now that you can't,
Well, you can't wild out like that on Twitter, but at the same time, you can. Like, the porn on Twitter is ridiculous. Like, it's out of control.
I had to like really and like clean up my timeline when I started to use Twitter for work. Because it was like, and it was like some of these people who I would know, and I'd be like, they were like, why'd you want to follow me? It was like, bro. It's 7:30 p.m. and you're retweeting this ridiculous video that is explicit in so many ways, right? And because you decided to share it, I now am exposed to it. And not only that, at this point in time, I'm covering Michigan basketball. So not only am I exposed to it, but all the reporters sitting around me who happen to just look at my computer at the time when this, because I have the timeline up, because what if something happens, right?
Right.
Like, that's how I'm going to find out about it, is on the time. I'm at a game. I'm not like, there's no bottom line that's going to tell me, you know, hey, LeBron got traded. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, whatever. Like, what if something happens? That's why I have Twitter at this. So I had to really, really clean my following up quite a bit because of that. Because you curate your social media experiences. So if you have a lot of porn on your timeline, TK, who are your friends?
My friends know who they are. That's what I'm saying. Like, they know who they are. Like, you know, like, so it's not like I'm even following a bunch of these pages. It's more so like, you know, like, it's Tuesday. Send me, like, cool out. Like, cool. Like, cool out, man. But I also am not sitting anywhere where I'm surrounded by reporters. So I simply, you know. And privacy screens are key, but I'm glad you said on your computer, because you are one of the few people that I know that actually uses a computer to tweet. I will have a laptop in front of me and still use my phone. Mm-hmm.
So, I find I have too many typos when I tweet from my phone. You know what's weird, though? So, I like you said, I use my computer for everything, just about. I mean, you know, hey, I paid a hefty penny for this bad boy. It's going to get some spin, all right?
Yeah.
But no, sometimes if I have writer's block, weirdly enough, sometimes it's the worst writer's block. I'll be sitting there and I'll just be like, what? How do I want to say this? I have no idea. Like, somehow, in some way, words are going to come out of my fingers into this. But I have no idea how it's going to happen yet. Weirdly enough, get up from my computer and take out my phone. And sometimes I can get the vibe if I start typing with my thumbs. Like, some of the best things I've ever written, I've written with my thumbs on my phone, which I find to be just kind of odd.
It makes sense, though, kind of, just because the way you kind of consume information, computer versus phone versus mini computer, is, I think is different, you know, like just the process that your brain goes through in terms of spitting out information and receiving it, I think is different. Whereas because for myself, if I bust my laptop open, it feels a lot more like work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's fair.
So you do everything. Like, I've witnessed it. You literally do everything from your computer. Whereas most people aren't really like that. Even though I have the same ability, I have messages on my computer, I have FaceTime and Twitter and all of this, but like, I still tend to only use my computer when it comes time for like big tasks. You know, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, you know, I think it probably comes from, honestly, my job. Probably just comes from just being used to having it open all the time and looking at it and using it to do various things and like doing multiple things at once. And one of the things that was unique about my job, which I don't know, maybe if people wear masks and get vaccinated, who knows? Maybe not. I may go back to, you know, covering things inside of football stadiums and basketball arenas and being crowds of tens of thousands of people. And, you know, last week we were talking about Drake and how he went and took a nice young lady out to Dodger Stadium and had dinner on the third baseline, which, you know, we kind of debated like the flex of it. Like, is that a flex? Is it cool?
Is
like,
it a player or not?
Like, yeah. It definitely is cool. But is it something that is like cooler for Instagram, or is it something, you know, we got that. Now, this, I don't even think that it's cool. I don't even think that there's anything cool about this, but apparently Kanye West, after his listening party for his new album Donda, which I assume it hasn't been released. I feel like I would have noticed if it had been released, but again, I'm not. Yeah, I would have noticed it would have been released, but I saw the listening party occurred in Mercedes-Benz Superdome. No, Stadium. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I just messed up. They changed the name to Caesar Superdome in Louisiana. For New Orleans, and that's been on top of my mind.
I was about to say, your New Orleans card is getting iffy there, bro.
Well, it was the Mercedes-Benz Superdome before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like it wasn't. People wouldn't necessarily say it, but it was on the. It was definitely on the building.
Oh, all right. Well,
like probably for the last 10 years, maybe 10 years. Because I always thought it was funny that. You know, Atlanta was Mercedes-Benz. Anyway, yeah, in any event. Yeah, the Superdome is the Superdome. It will be the Superdome until it is no longer the Superdome. They'll have to tear it down and build something else. It's the Louisiana Superdome. But he had his event in Atlanta, and apparently he didn't leave afterwards. He's been living inside the stadium, which, like, okay, going on a date is one thing. But then, who would want to live inside of an arena or a stadium? Why would you want to do that?
I wouldn't.
Like, think about it. Think about it like this. You sit up now, and you live in a home now, so you may not have this in the same way. But you formerly lived in apartments. I currently live in apartments. Absolutely. You hear your neighbors all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just, you know, normal, you know, oh, you know, they're walking from the fridge to the couch and back and forth. And it's some of that you just kind of accept. Sometimes it's over the top and you got to go like, hey, chill out a little bit. But and you're always going to hear your neighbors if you live in an apartment. As we've heard. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So imagine if you just had 10,000 neighbors, like your neighbors just had a party every Saturday. Like there was a soccer game and somebody took a picture of Kanye West in the stands at the soccer game. Because apparently he just came out from like, you know, he just came out from, and it's one thing if you're like Joe Schmo and like you live in Fenway Park and you love the Red Sox and you're a lifelong Red Sox fan. And one day you went to a game and then you realized that you could sneak into this thing and you stayed there for 35 years. That's kind of like, as a journalist, I would be interested in that story. I also would never, ever, ever contemplate doing it myself, but it was something I would be interested to talk to that person, right? To see just, what was your mind state? You're 15. It didn't get old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just, right. you know, just that type of deal. But this one, I can't put a finger on it. And I just, part of me wonders if it's like keeping up with the Drakes.
And you know, they kind of have beef or whatever. So, or at least that's,
regardless, I don't listen to the Joe Budden pod, so I'm not aware of the titular beefs in rap.
We're not going to go down a rap beef venture, but that's real Phantom of the Opera ish.
Ooh, the yeah. Phantom of the Opera lived underneath the stage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm tracking.
Yeah. That's weird. Bro, like you said, like, you know, it's one thing to rent it out and have a date, but like, dude, 3 a.m, all the lights are off on the field, you know,
all the lights,
like for real, like everything is shut down, you know, like that is a weird situation or place to be in, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in the back of my house, or technically it's the front where we are right now, but the point remains, and I hear something creepy out there, you know, I'm gonna check it out, but it's only like a 5-step, you know, thing. And then I'm like, okay, all right, we're good to go. Dude, if you hear something in the east entrance and you're way over here, you know, like that's a weird.
And you know what you're probably hearing? Here's what people don't realize that stadiums have. They have rats.
For sure.
They have rats. They have mice. They have rats. And you don't see the rats because whenever you, TK, and the vast majority of the people listening to this are at a game or a concert, or there's hundreds of people there. There's people making all the noise and stepping, and, you know, that's what. But as somebody who's been in several arenas after, you know, an hour and a half after the game ends, and all that's there is a cleaning crew. Let me tell you, you'll find some furry friends. Joe Louis Arena in Detroit was good for that.
Oh, I'm sure. Is Joe Louis still standing?
I don't believe so. Where's your Detroit card, pal?
Hey, good one. I'm from Pontiac, though. But
is the Phoenix Center still standing?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. You don't think so? I don't know, man. The Phoenix Center, like 7 people know what we're talking about. In any event. All right. So you put this on here. Days off of work used to be filled with fun and activity. I've been off work since Monday. And it is now Tuesday.
That's what inspired me to ask. What have you been doing?
Nothing. No. Nothing. Like I had a meeting. I had a meeting on Monday for work that I did anyway. Right. It was like 30 minutes. And in which, like, I was playing Warzone before the meeting, hopped on the meeting, started playing Warzone after the meeting. But I was talking to somebody yesterday. It's like, yeah, I play video games, but I'm not a gamer in the truest sense of the term, right? I'm not a gamer in the way that these guys game, right?
No.
I've played enough video games now. TikTok shows me that. Well, I've just played enough. I've had enough of video games. I've ran my course. It's Monday. I have until Friday until I have anything to do. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying I'm done playing video games, but like I could go. You know, I don't feel the urge. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anymore. Yeah, it's like, well, I could go pass the time. You know, I did pay all this money for this thing. I might as well use it. But you know, outside of that, I went today. I ran some errands. Went to Big Lots. Took something back. Went to Amazon, took something back, got my groceries. Yeah, you know, I mean, no, yeah, I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything, nothing. Not like I've sat here. I recorded a podcast yesterday. That was kind of for work, but that was, you know, I enjoy doing that. I was actually thinking yesterday, if this could be my life, this ain't that bad. Where it's like, you know, I just literally get paid a working wage to do shows. Or I could do like an hour show a day, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, something like that, and just, you know, hang out. I'd be all right with that. You hear something go bump in the night?
Yeah, there's a bunny outside my window.
See, that's the thing. You got bunnies outside your windows. You got bunnies outside your windows. Kanye would have rats outside the recording studio, of which does it exist in the state, in Atlanta Stadium? Is there a recording studio?
That's what I mean, like. Well, they said Jay-Z, I guess, or Future, or somebody was recording during this whole like thing, which is how we should have known that there was no album coming. I'm kind of upset because
that's how we should have known there wasn't an album.
Well,
I did find it interesting. I did find it interesting that Jay-Z came out at Kanye's little show thing there. It's just they really don't mess with the Kardashians, huh? That's it, right? Because now it seems that Kanye is divested from the Kardashian
clan.
Empire? Yeah. Empire, clan, whatever you like to call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I find that interesting as well. But I really hope it's not true that he's living in the stadium. But then again, it was quite odd that he was at the soccer game. But
it was like
really
an Atlanta United game. It was like a regular like MLS. Like, what are you doing here, Bell? And you're in the 300 level. Like, why are you? Why are you here next to the guys? Yeah, exactly. Why are you here next to the guy selling peanuts?
Yeah, straight up. And he's walking around with this like stocking thing on his head. I don't know. So about days off though, right? Mm-hmm. I put that on there because I know that you have been off, and I know, and I've previously had days off of work. And so I saw, I think it was on TikTok, where it says like in your 20s, and it's so true, like in our 20s, it's like you wake up early and it's like, yo, what you got going on today? Let's get it. I'm gonna pull up on you. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna do that. And you like, you are like, you're treating it like it's a real life Saturday or a Sunday in the middle of the week. It's a random Tuesday.
I actually used to do a thing in college. I used to call them Wednesday Saturdays. It's like sometimes I just punt. It's like, yeah, I'm not going today. I'm not going to be here. Okay. Like the bed is better. You know, it happened more often than like when I had a girlfriend, you know, at the time. And we would just, we'd look at each other and be like, not feeling it today. Let's call in sick.
Not today. But now, yeah, the most exciting thing is, like you said, like running errands, like running to Amazon or to return an Amazon package, bro, I commend you. Like I have a pair of Crocs in the closet right now that need to go back. Like I think any day now they're going to charge my card because I haven't returned them.
Like, yeah, man, that's the thing. If you let that thing sit in the house, it's yours forever. And they like encourage you to do it too. Like they're like, oh, would you like to replace it with another? No, I want my money back refunded to my card. Like, give me my money back. I don't want a promotional balance. I don't want to listen. I know I'll be back here tomorrow. I understand that you could just hold on to this money for a little while. No, give it back. And then I'll give it back to you when I want to give it back to you. That's how I operate.
I know I'm sending Jeff Bezos to the moon and all that, but give me my $36 return right now. We'll swap it out later. I've already accepted defeat. Cause every day I look at the package and I'm like, dog, I need to take that up there. Have it
done. The worst, my worst is I'll put it in the car.
Hey, that's terrible.
I'll get in the car because I don't drive every day nearly. You know what I'm saying? I don't get in the car and I'll tool around town. And then like the other day, I went to go get an ironing board. You know what I don't have? An ironing board. I spent like $150 just at Target, complete or at Big Lots, matter of fact. Went to Big Lots. Oh, but you know what though? I did actually today look for one and they didn't have any.
I was just gonna say. So speaking of ironing and ironing boards, every time I iron my clothes, which is very, 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 very rare, but my shirt has to be wrinkled. But anytime I iron my clothes, I think about the time when I came to visit you and you didn't have an iron. And you're like, yeah, I just put it in there when I take a shower. I did that.
Yeah, man.
irons aren't even expensive, like they're $20, you know. But I did that for like 2-3 years solid when I lived on, like when I came to Dallas from college. I 100% was just like, oh, no, I'm just gonna put that in the shower with me, and it's gonna knock all them wrinkles out.
So really, this is what happened. This is really because I've talked about this too with several people, and actually you're a good person to talk to about, seeing as you have a child. You have to make your child do chores. You have to. Like, because if they don't, they will never learn how to do the chore. I'm 30, damn near 32 years old. And like, can I iron? Sure. Like, but you would never give me a shirt and be like, hey man, can you like do your thing? Like, I'm not good at any of these things. Like if my shirt is wrinkled to the point, don't get me wrong, I can make it less wrinkled. Right. But like the overarching thing that was happening to me is I was finding that I could take an iron to a shirt, iron it best I know how, give it my God's honest, hardest try. And it would look just like I took it out of the shower. So why even bother?
Yeah, you can iron, but you can't press.
Yeah, like I'm not nice with it. If my shirt had a big old wrinkle right here, it would be gone before the time that we came here. But you know, but really what happened was my dad and my sister came to visit me and they were like, where's the iron? And I just, as an adult, couldn't bring myself to say that
I don't have one.
I hang my shirt just in the shower area of the bathroom for an extra 5 minutes after I get out.
Yeah.
And let it knock it out. Just like, I do that with all my clothes. No, so, but still don't have an iron. So I still don't have to say. Yeah, still right now. I do have a steamer, so it's a little.
Bro, you're over 30, bro. You don't have an iron? To the
day. I have a steamer. I have a steamer.
Nah, man. The moment I was talking about was when we were like a smooth like 22. Bro, at 30 plus, you don't have an iron, dog.
I don't.
We're starting to GoFundMe for Martin.
Wait time. A second. I've had several irons in my life. Okay.
Okay.
It's just at this current moment. And I would be lying if I said that it was in any time of recent history. I haven't had an iron for at least 3 years.
Hold up.
But I used the steamer.
But you just went to the store looking for an ironing board.
That was the point. I forgot to, I didn't get the iron or the ironing board. I went in, that was what I went in there for. And I spent $150 on just, you know, miscellaneous shit. And none of it was the ironing board and iron that I went in there for. That's what I'm doing with my days off.
Amazon.
Honestly, it's the best because you can't get distracted anyway.
Yeah. If I think I want something, I literally just turn on Amazon or turn on, log into Amazon and I search whatever I'm looking for. I find it, I add it to the cart. And then if I don't purchase it at that moment, I just exit out, but at least it's already there. So it's in recent memory. And if it's not in my memory, then it's in my cart already. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I did want to buy this. And then I purchased it, you know?
So I do feel like I need to clarify. So I don't have an iron, but there are some ways and things that you can do to get around. I don't need to iron that often.
No, I really don't either. I don't either. I don't either.
I hang my clothes up.
And I'm more likely to throw it. Like if it is just a little bit wrinkly, I'm more likely to just throw it in the dryer with a wet little cloth to get a little steam in the air to dust it out and do it like that anyway, just because like ironing as a whole is such a process that I don't want to be a part of a lot of times. Like, you know, like you got to pull the iron water in it. If it's not, you know, already, you know, full of water or whatever, you got to hope that you don't, because it's just my luck that anytime I iron a white shirt, the little water rushes out. And then now I got a brown spot on it. And now I got to find a new shirt to put on it. I'd rather just throw it in the dryer a lot of times, but I do have the ability to iron. I have an ironing board and an iron. Actually, I have like two irons here, I think. But
I've used your ironing board.
Yep. See, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, man, I still don't have one. I really tried in college. I tried hard in college to master it. And it's just like certain things like cooking. Like I'm not good at it. Like teach your, I would never say it's my strong suit. Yeah, I can survive. Like tonight, I'm going to have some chicken and broccoli stir fry. But it's like out of a package that says, first of all, broccoli stir fry, right? Now, it's not frozen, but it's out of a pre-broccoli stir fry package, okay? And I'm just going to put some salt and pepper and some seasonings on the chicken, throw it in there, 375 for 30 minutes, bro.
What do you typically eat? Like, do you eat out more often, or do you do the quick meals like that, where it's just like, I bought this, it came in a bag, I just have to look at the back of the bag and I got a whole meal? Like, how do you survive food wise?
DoorDash often. I DoorDash entirely too much. I've actually like, all right, Martin, we gotta do something about this, because just financially, financially, it's just not tenable. Like I'm just spending an incredible amount of money to survive out here. But yeah, I'd say like I'm not good at that shit, bro. I just go in there, I get some chicken, get some like, and like sometimes I won't necessarily need like, I'll just go get a head of broccoli, a head of cauliflower, some Brussels sprouts, and just cut them up and throw them in the oven, like. Like, you know, it's really hard to I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit because you don't really have to cook those. You should cook your vegetables, right? But like, if your vegetables too raw, it's not going to make you sick, right? Whereas like, and that was really what happened to me. I was making myself sick all the time. I was undercooking or overcooking everything. It was either burnt or undercooking and I was sick. So I was like, this is dumb. I'm not good at this.
So growing up, I didn't cook much. I would cook when I had to. Like, you know, if my mom went to work and it's the summertime, it's like we got hamburger meat and french fries in the fridge, and we got milk and we have cereal. You know, like figure it out. Put two and two together. You know, you're a grown boy, you know. So I didn't eat much. When I met my wife, I definitely was not eating or not eating. I definitely was not cooking cooking much at that point either. But now I'd say that I'm like the cook here in our relationship. Now she can cook and she does cook, but when she cooks, she doesn't know how to like cook to survive slash make a quick meal. When she cooks, it's like, all right, I'm going to make some neck bones with some collard greens and like cornbread. It's like, yo, it's Wednesday at 3 p.m. Like, I don't need that right now. Like go in there and just, you know, just chef something up. So my suggestion to you, though, I say all that to say that what got me to the place where I am and what I'll suggest to you potentially is like those like home chef meals. So like we used HelloFresh. And that helped out a lot just because they give you everything you need, directions, and it teaches you how to cook, I guess. Because I've known how to cook, but, you know.
The thing about those, which I've tried before.
Okay.
The thing that drives me insane, I don't know if this is going to be relatable or not, but I hate spending time on things and then, like, an average product coming out. Like, I'd rather just not do it. Like, if I like
flavor, bro.
What is like the idea of like, but I don't know. I don't want to experiment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have the drive to try out shit for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because that means for 2 weeks, I've been eating unsatisfying food. And maybe on day 7, it hits. But that means I spent 7 days of eating just like, oh my God, I spent 45 minutes of my life doing this. Like, well, I could have done nothing and been more productive. You know what I'm saying? than putting what I just did together. And it's like, I'm not getting any better. It's not like I'm practicing anything here. Like, I understand, like, you do better at it. No, I haven't gotten any, the things I do all the time. I haven't gotten any better at driving. I drive all the time. I'm, since I was 16 years old, I drive the exact same way. Like, I'm terrible at it. I just don't know. Maybe I'm broken in that way. But the things that I am already naturally good at, I find I improve when I do more of them. But the things that I'm just all right at, I'm just going to be all right at them, no matter how long I do or how much time I spend at it. And it's really just a matter of, do I enjoy doing this or not?
That's what I was going to say. It sounds to me that you don't really have an interest in, you know, I don't want to say becoming a chef, but like, you don't have much interest in developing your cooking skill. And that's fine. You know, like me, I've grown into this, like, you know, this mold where like, I love smoking meat. I love barbecuing. And I enjoy cooking. Like this morning for breakfast, Piggy came in the kitchen and was like, wow, you cook like a whole like breakfast. Bro, we had steak last night, so I still had some steak left over. Had steak, that steak with some eggs, some grits, some wheat toast, and some potatoes. Like, I did all of that this morning just for myself, just because I was hungry, and I was like, all right, well, I got to eat something. So as opposed to, you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever for some food, I was like, oh, I'll spend a quick 20 minutes and I'll have a fire meal, bro. That's the only thing that I've had to eat all day because it held me over.
I mean, I do have eggs and bacon in the fridge. Like, that's what I'm saying. I will put some bacon up there. I'll scramble an egg or two.
I'd hope.
Okay. I'm not necessarily ordering every single meal. But, yeah, like, it's just, no. Like, think about it. When did I start playing Call of Duty? Probably, I don't know, ago. 13 months ago? Around this time, like, we was in the squarely in the lockdown, right?
Yeah.
Started playing Call of Duty. I've gotten better, sure, but I haven't gotten like remarkably better, right? Like, I'm not incredibly better than I used to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, I'm not, and yeah. I'm like, and for the amount of time that, you know, we play Call of Duty, you would think I would have improved in some form or fashion. Like, am I terrible? No. Am I great? Not so much. Like, I may go off randomly one day, but no. So that's what's like cooking. But that's like
just the, all right.
The thing is, Call of Duty. Same. Call of Duty's fun. Call of Duty is fun. You see what I'm saying? Like, cooking things that are fun, I like to do. No, it's not. It's not fun at all. I don't understand.
See, I enjoy it. The look on people's faces when they taste my brisket is one that I wish I could bottle up and give to those that are having a sad day.
I've never experienced that feeling. And I don't think that I, you know what? I'm fine never experiencing that feeling. And I'm not supposed to experience every feeling. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to live every experience in life. That's what makes people unique.
Yeah, that's real. Hey, I do want to talk about this because you put it on here and I don't know what it is. You said you tried something new for the first time. I want to know what you tried.
Well, I actually didn't end up going. That's why, but I was going to go to a karaoke bar last night. I've never sung karaoke before. And okay. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the thing was at 9. So it's just enough time to think, like, you know, if you invited me at 7 and it's at 9, it was like, now I'm thinking, oh shit, what am I gonna wear? I'm not necessarily thinking about, but like it was just enough time for it to sink in. It's like, wait, karaoke bar. Okay, wait a second. I don't know exactly what the vibe is I'm walking into. I may be expected to sing a song here. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe like I might be lame if I don't, right? And you know me, I'm here for the party, right? I'm here. I'm not above, like, you know, that's going to embarrass me. That's stupid. You know, so let's have fun.
Yeah.
But I just was like, holy hell, what song am I going to sing? I have no idea. And I was looking through like my Apple Music and I was like, I can't sing any of this. You know, it's all Sada Baby, Doug. Detroit rap, yeah. 42 Doug, like. I don't know if Dog Food is the most appropriate, you know, karaoke song, you know, or Maybach's the most appropriate karaoke song. Okay. It's got to be a song. I feel like it's got to be a song that you know all the words to, first of all, without needing to read them.
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, I would agree with that.
And then the other thing that I was running into trouble with, because, you know, I'm a good down-home country boy at heart. Most of the songs that I know all the words to that I would think to be karaoke songs are not necessarily the most popular songs among African-American listeners. I know a lot of country songs. I know a lot of, like, pop songs that I could probably nail. Like 21 by Corey Smith could probably nail in karaoke. I probably know every word of that song. You've never heard
get up there and kill some Coldplay.
Yeah, although I don't know how I would be able to, like, some of those high notes. I would need to go somewhere deeper.
You put me on Coldplay. Well, so you did pose the question, what is the last new thing that I tried or did for the first time or whatever? It's nothing that I did for the first time, but the newest thing in my life that I've been trying is a new barber.
Commend you.
New barber. Yeah, man. I've been going to my same barber for years, pretty much the entire time that I've lived in Texas. But he has progressively just gotten, like, I don't know if comfortable is the word, or I don't want to disrespect him, but, like, you know, I text him one day, it was 9 a.m. I'm like, hey, what's your availability for today?
Yeah, you know, he told, like, this story. He texts you back, and like, yeah, he's just getting he's not necessarily hustling for your dollar anymore.
You know what I'm saying? When I could go to somebody else that's actually closer, that's taking the time to cut me up, and, like, he really is, like, taking the time. This new guy, the new barber, dude, like, I've never had somebody, like, pay attention to my hair the way that he is. I'll be honest. Like, I guess out of control. Like, I told him what I want to do. Like, Sam J actually was somewhat of an inspiration. I was like, yo, my waves is hitting, but, like, I want them to, like, hit. He was like, I got you. So now when I go get a haircut, he puts the little shampoo setting stuff on there and brushes me down, then he combs me out, you know, takes a little angle like this, looking around, okay, and then he doesn't just put a guard on and I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm coming in there pretty strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need a fade right now, but he's getting me right. So I that's where I'm at right now. That's the newest thing in my life that I've been trying. Because I saw that question and I was like, I got to give him something. And I said, the barber.
Well, My notification just came up. I have a haircut at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the same barber and an appointment that I made at when I was getting my hair. But this is just what I'm going to do, because I've realized that me trying to find a new barber, way too hard. I'm just going to make my appointment as I leave, every single time.
For sure. Got to be ahead. I've already booked my appointment for my daughter's birthday, which is not this week, but next week. I've already booked my appointment for that week. Speaking of, my mom literally just texted me. It was like, "Want to go to dinner this day?" And I was like, "Haircut."
So I don't know how to transition into this, but I am curious. Fair or foul that Issa Rae just popped up married?
Fair.
I'm about to say I love it.
Home run. Keep these people out your business.
And you know what? People were saying it was always out there. Like, she had been posting all these pictures. She was wearing a ring in a lot of these pictures that she was posting. Just nobody was like, "Yo, who is that?"
I like it, but let's be clear. I don't think that everybody in the world can do that. Okay, like, if you're just regular girl or guy, Joe Smith, don't hide your spouse just because you think that you're on the level of Issa Rae, because you aren't.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it hiding? Is it hiding your spouse? But that's so, like, for example, I have a policy. If I'm dating a girl, I'm probably not going to tag her in our initial pictures.
Okay.
It's not, ain't nobody business. If you see her, you recognize her, you know who she is.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tag her. Like, I've done that quite a bit. I've had Instagram for a while.
Well, given that you're verified, slight flex, it's understandable. And I mean, tagging is one thing, because I feel you. I'm kind of like that too, like, because you just get nosy people for nothing. But I'll still post a picture though. That's what I mean. Like, for Issa, I don't think it was a hiding thing. I think she's Issa Rae, and she's like, "I can do what I want to, and it's not y'all damn business." But like, that's why I said, like, us regular people, it's gonna seem like hiding, because we don't know what Issa is sharing on her private platforms amongst her friends and family and things like that. We aren't public, we aren't public figures, so we can't pull one of her moves. Like, you get married, you post a picture. You get engaged, you post a picture. You're dating somebody and it gets serious, you post a picture, and it's okay. It's not a big deal.
My somebody I know is having a child, right? And they're not married or anything like that. He kind of popped in the group chat like, "Hey, I'm gonna, I'm having a kid. I'm about to tell everybody, so I gotta tell y'all." And somebody said back, he's like, "Oh shit, you about to have a baby reveal?" It's like, yeah. Somebody else said, "Are you gonna have a baby mama reveal too?"
Yeah. And what'd he say?
No, he sort of. I mean, they're not together. You know what I'm saying? They're not together. They're going into this situation as co-parents, right?
I think I know this person.
Sure.
And I think I took it as such as well. Think when I saw, yeah, that, when that. I'm not as close to this person, but when I saw that, I was like, "Oh, okay, nice." But it was kind of like a baby reveal. But at the same time, it ain't nobody damn business. You know what I mean? But I think there's a fine line between it's not your business and I'm hiding, because there are people out there that are like, keeping people a secret because they're just, being grimy and scandalous. So
don't, like, were you hiding your child from the world, or were you hiding the world from all your right. child?
All right, Drake, here we go. Even though they said, I saw this recently that he said, Drake said something about, there was a, paternity test that actually got messed up. So that's what kind of like kept him from. He wanted to make sure that that.
It is what it is.
Right. For those out there that are not following us on all things social, please keep up with us on everything social. I don't tweet much on there. Maybe I should do a better job. I don't tweet much on there. I don't post much on the Instagram, but still you can show some love. Go follow us on all things social at So Let Me Ask You
This. You!
You. Just say you. Unlike our name. Until next time, we hope to catch y'all there. So, Tuesday's the new day. You like Tuesdays?
Tuesdays would probably be better.
Cool. All right. Well, until then, we'll catch y'all.